Paragutas Mishneches. Haturmal. Haturmal is a knapsack. What we would call a knapsack, but here it means some type of container. Yes, here it is. This is the turmal. That container. Shenifchas kis shebesoichal.
It's like a
pocketbook. Pocketbook. Which has multiple compartments. Notice the picture 593. There are multiple compartments in this turmal.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so let's see what it says over here. Turmel shenifchas, a turmel which one of the compartments has been damaged. Tamei, it's still tamei. The enei chibuloi, we don't consider that kiss to be part of it. Let's see the picture right away. Picture 593. We have the turmel shenifchas kiss shebesoichal tamei the enei chibuloi. Yesh b'turmol kisim ketanim. There are small little compartments in the turmol.
What are you saying exactly?
I'm reading the caption.
Oh, okay.
I'm reading the caption.
Oh.
This caption. Yesh b'turmol kisim ketanim. Turmol hakisim adayim kli mekabam tumo. Nikra haturmol v'nispatal mimenu shem kli. If the turmol breaks, then if the bottom of it is damaged, so the whole turmol is not called a kli. However, the din hakisim Kedin hamiguros, like the compartments. On Friday, we learned about the compartments in a box. We have a box, and in the box, we have little compartments. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Those four little things on the side?
Right.
So those are compartments.
Right, so we said that those, they held the status of being tamed.
Right. So here as well, din akisim kedin hamiguros, she'afal pisha mishin is batal, din kli minatoliva, the din kli is batal in turmol, vutar. Adayin hakisim kli umekablam tuma v'zove einachi below the kisim as lo kli umekablam tuma, and this what it means the einachi below it's not a chibur. Okay, so the kisim maintain their identity, their unique quality of being an independent compartment. All right, let's see here. The Rav we said the tumal kis gadol shel or. It's a very large kis of leather. Shaharoye noisin chafetzav l'sochel the shebe puts his possessions within. In the turmoil, the little small compartments, just like the little compartments inside of the box that we had in the previous Mishnah.
Okay.
So that's it. That's the whole case. Next case.
What kind of turmoil are we talking about? Just talk about it. It must be tamei mes, right? You can't sit on it.
What kind of turmoil? Any time of year must be tamei mes. It must be a sheretz or a tamei mes. Either tumas erev or tumas sheretz. Okay. Or maybe it's a maga midras. Touch the midras. A midras. It can't become a midras, but if it touches the midras, it becomes a rishon. Any turmoil. There are multiple forms of turmoil. There's tumas erev, tumas maga midras, and tumas sheretz. Those are three.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Good to me.
Okay. Now we come to the next. We come to the achemes. Achemes is
the
canteen.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You got a hole.
Yeah.
The turmel is
the
four compartments are not considered to be attached to the main portion of the turmel. We consider each compartment to be independent. They maintain their tumah, and we don't consider them to be considered to be one part of the turmel, because since the turmel itself is damaged, the turmel itself has no status anymore. It's just four different pockets, four different separate independent
cables. One of these pockets might have been damaged.
No, he's saying that's not the case. If that was the case, then it would be a different story. We're discussing a situation where that's not what happened.
Okay.
Now we come to the chemis. Chemis is a canteen, a leather canteen.
Is it a leather canteen?
Yeah, a leather canteen. It's a piece of leather with liquid inside.
You got it off because you don't want this to go out the world?
People are going to...
Shabetzim
shalom mikablois ima. So what are the baits? Let's see the picture. The picture over here says, or habetzim mahave kis katan. What's the beitzim? The beitzim seems to be an extension. Let's see on the bottom. Or habeitzim mekabel tumah yachem chemes lefish she'af hu mekabel mashke im hachemes. Let's see the raf. What is the raf? Hachemes noyit shalor. It's a container that is made from leather. Good. Shehabeitzim shalom mikabos ima kishemafshitin oyos ha'elim. When you stretch the hide of the elim, vehatayoshim hazichodim nishar ha'or shebemokoyim habeitz. Oh, the beitzim is the testicles. Kimin kis katan, a small little pocket. Vim nifchasu tohoyos. If they become perforated to hiros, the bottle base kibul shalachem, because no longer are they functional, they no longer can be kabel. Shapocha, so therefore that beitzim means, can this made from leather, and we want to call beitzim because this is where the testicles of the animal once were, and that's why the shape of the leather is in such a fashion. Okay.
Got it.
And now, so the holding is tohayos, it seems. It's now broken.
Not able to be mekabel.
Okay, let's see if he was on the side. Let's see if he was on the next picture. The picture on the bottom, it's a little elaborate, it's a little bit more. Picture
595.
Yeah. Right over here, the nivchasu tohayos, she'en mekabel stuma. Nifchasa tachtov hachemes. Tachtis hachemes. V'achshav hachemes. Now it's tohayra. Af al pi shor habeitzim adayin royal kabel mashke v'lusoychay kishachemes mushkaval tzid. Even though you can go and you can fill the kabel if you go to it on the side. Tohar or habeitzim. The or habeitzim is tohar. Lefi shaloi nase kedil kabel mashke. We have to say because it's not the way it's meant to be used. Since it's not meant that the chemes should be lying on its side, it's meant that the chemes should be straight right side up. It was not meant to be.
Okay.
Therefore, Mimela, it's not Mekabel Toma. Left side.
It's a different shot, the left side?
No, what?
The left side.
Yeah, well, let's see. Now let's see. Nivchas or Habetim. In this case, only Habetim. In this case, it was the Chemis that was perforated. That was Nivchas.
It's a Machlokas. This
is what Nivchas means.
So then, what's this two pictures for?
This picture, where the call is.
Where's the title? There's the title for both of them, though.
It's explaining two different situations. Let's read. We didn't read this picture yet. But this picture, there's a hole over here.
I understand.
And in this picture, the Beitzim itself.
Here.
Let's see. Nivchas or Habeitzim, be'in yochol l'kabel mashke b'soicho, yochol l'kasher es or Habeitzim, l'kain l'ash damish b'chim es dagar. See, it's no big deal.
Because
you can fix
it.
I can repair it. I can't repair this.
Too far apart.
It's on the main section, like a tire. Get a hole on the bottom of the tire, you can fix it. On the side of the tire, you can't fix it. All depends. Why can't you fix it? You got some of this stuff on your shirt.
Sure. To change it. Thank you for showing me.
Nifras or habeitzim ve'eni yochel. So that's different. You can fix it. Let's see the bottom. Af al pi sheyochel lahato isachem b'sal tzidoy. You can go to it on the side. Ulik shor es al pi achaves v'yoz yochel or habeitzim lekabel mashke derech hanekev. Even though you can turn on its side, and you can tie this. This can be sealed shut, so now it can be functional.
Even though you can put it on the side.
Like this, and you can tie this, so nothing's going to fall on this side, because this part of the chemis is very elastic. You can seal it, you can tie it. Right? When you go out into the desert, that's what you do, you tie it shut. Then the or habeitzim can be mekabel mashke to the nekev. Tor or habeitzim, still tor. While if yishaloi nasa kli mekabel mashke beif and zeh. That's a very big issue that we covered many, many times in this mesachta. Kedarkai. What is the proper way, the proper use, the usage? There's a function and there's a usage. Just because something is functional doesn't mean it's still
useful.
It's being used in its normal way. Occasionally, lefish le nasa kedil lekabel mashke b'ven zeh. Teres shol v'chemashem b'yosh rambam mashem b'dvarim shachemis atzmai tamei. From this we can derive that the chemis atzmai is tamei. The chemis itself is tamei. V'rak or habeitzim tahar. The chemis itself is tameh in this situation. V'rak or habeitzim tar v'ilu v'ula itaimam l'fit sheyochel l'kshar or habeitzim. The reason why this part is still tameh because this can easily be rectified. You can tie this. Take a rubber band and put it together. You can fix it. That's why. So the only thing which is tar is the or habeitzim. And the thing itself is not mekabel tum. Because of Mishnah, achrayin shloshim nivchas utayros merush ta Mishnah meseches l'shnei matzavim. Since it says tehorois, doesn't say tehora. It says b'loshin rabim nivchas achemes or nivchas habeitzim. Okay, so he's answering your question.
Right.
How do you know that we are discussing two separate cases?
Yeah.
The answer is because the Mishnah is written b'loshin rabim. It says tehorois and does not say tehora.
Nifchasu.
No, nifcha, nifchasu.
Is the lashon also?
Okay, right. So it doesn't say nifcha, nifchas. Right, nifchasu. They tehorois b'loshin rabim. So since here it is b'loshin rabim, if we're discussing two different cases,
two cases.
So one case over here is when there's a hole over here. When there's a hole over here, this is tar. And when but this still is tamei.
What's still tamei?
Everything is tar. Everything is tar.
Right.
Because it's not meant to be used lying on that part. And in this case, the orachemis is still tamei, but this is tar. Just this section is tar. Why is this tamei? Because I can repair this. So it doesn't affect the tyra, the tumah of this.
So if I can repair it, then why is the whole thing tamei?
What?
If I can repair, why isn't the whole thing tamei?
Well, the whole thing is tamei. The only thing that's not tamei is this.
I'm saying, why is it that if I'm repairing that, that's the part where I'm repairing it. If I'm repairing that part, right? Why is that part not?
So I think it means until you fix it. Maybe you're right. Maybe if you do it, let's see in the picture. No, he's not saying. Maybe when you fix it, maybe I don't know. Maybe when you do fix it, it'll be tamei. That's nothing. No, he's discussing a case where why isn't it tamei even when it's right, even when before you fix it?
Right, it should be tamei.
No, so he said right. So he said that's not the normal use. Normal use is when you have it standing right instead of now when it's standing on the side.
Yeah.
But when you fix it, maybe in a maybe he did not. He didn't discuss that.
Okay, but where does it say that if I repair it, then
it doesn't.
So how do you know it is?
I don't know the answer. There's no way I can possibly know the answer. I guess
it's it's tar.
Tar, but let's say you would fix it. So maybe.
Thank you. No, it wouldn't be good because that's not the way. This is not the way it's usage.
Okay.
This is not the way it's used. It's nifsichu tahara.
Okay, fine. So let's now see the Mishnah again. We finished the Mishnah. Mishnah one more time. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Ha turmel is a pocketbook. Shenifchas. That has been damaged. Kish shebis soichoi shenifras. Turmel shenifras
kish shebis.
No, I think there's a missing comma. According to the rabbi, there's a missing comma. Turmel shenifras comma.
Okay.
Kis shebis soichoi tamei. The einoi chibur loy. The kiss that's inside of it is tamei. And we do not consider the kiss to be attached to the turmel, even though the turmel lost its status of turmel, because the turmel itself is nifchas. The defect in the turmel does not affect the kisim. The kisim are independent kalim. All right.
Okay.
Next, hachemes shebeitzim shlom bekablos imo. If we have a chemis, a canteen, which has an extension, which is the part of the leather of the animal that used to be the testicles, shebeitzim shlom mikablos ima, or mikabel tuma with it, v'nivchasu, and then
they died a hole.
V'nivchasu. So the chemis. So where did it? Who got the hole? So this, both, you have two different situations, two different possibilities of who got the hole.
Where it got the hole.
Where either got the hole in the Beitzim area, or it got the hole in the bottom area, to nifchasu, tahoros. So in both of those situations, in both of them, tahoros. She'ena mekabel kedarchem, because even though you can use it for, like in this case, I can use it, but since it's not meant to be lying down in this fashion, so it's no good. In this case, even though I can use the chemis, the way I can use this beitzim is in this, holding it in this direction. That's not the normal use. Not the normal use. Memela, in those cases, this is tahar. This certainly is tar, but even this is tar, and in this case, it's tar as well.
Good.
Okay, is that clear?
That's the whole Mishnah. Let's go.
Next Mishnah. Mishnah tes teva she pischa mitzida, a box whose opening is on the side, tmei midras utmei meis. Let's see the Rav. What is the? Do we do all the Ravs in the previous Mishnah? Yeah, we did. We did it. Yes. Okay. Next Rav. The Rav Mishnah test. Shepischa mitzida kishepischa milamala einoy tnei midras the im yeshav olecha ba mleshamish ba oimim loy amoid v'nasim alachteinu avol kishepischa min hatzad. On it. So it says here, it's tame. Okay, so you have a box. Can you sit down on the box? If someone is sitting on the box, the sun is shining right in your eyes.
Yeah, it is.
So what are you going to do about it?
So far, it's okay. Anyway, table should lift.
You're the only one that's shining. Maybe it's a Simon HaShemayim.
I get shot. You know, you're right.
We have a box, and the box is shepischa mitzida.
It's on the side here, like here. They're coming off like crazy.
Teva shepischa mitzida. We have a box, and the opening's on the side.
Yeah.
So, what is the halach when the box opening? When the opening is on the side, it does not interfere with a person who is sitting upon the box. If a person is sitting on the box.
How come he has to show the guy sitting on the box?
You don't tell him to get up and move himself because he's not interfering. Kishapischa milamala einet me midras the im yoshav olach adam v'obam l'shamish po im loy amoid v'nasim achteinu v'avu kishapischa min hatzad. But when the pesach is in hatzad, yochel l'shamish avpi shoyi shev olach afay. So let's see the Mishnah again. Teva shapischa mitzida t'me midras u'tme meis. Let's see picture 596. We have a box. On the top caption it says, Ru'uya l'shevis olach b'oid shem shlam shem bo derech pesach shevis. Either you can sit on top of it. Ha'teva hi kli kibul u'mekabal tumas meis. V'chein mishameshes li'yeshiva u'metam midras. Two different types of tumas. Tumas midras and tumas meis.
So you can sit on it, so therefore it can mekabal both.
Therefore it can become an avatuma. Avatuma is severe because it's a tumas midras. Tumas meis, if a meis touches it, if a tabi meis touches it, becomes a rishon, or you know, oil hameis, or if a meis touches it, fine, it can have both types of tumah. Okay, weiter on the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yosi, imo sai bezman she'en negevoy me'asor tefachim, when it's not 10 tefachim off the ground. Avol oishen lo bizbeis tefach, or does not have a bizbeis, see on the bottom, a bizbeis does not have a border of a tefach. Oy shein la liz base tefach.
I mean, if it has a liz base on top, it can't be tamei midrash because nobody's going to sit on top of it. Is that it? Is that the idea?
Oy shein la. Let's see the picture. Well, let's go a little bit further. Let's see the picture. Picture 597. Let's see the picture. You see on top of Lizbeh is not freely yeshiva al gavi teva. You can't sit. If there's a Lizbeh, you can't sit. Teva sheyesh lo Lizbeh ain ruy l'midrash. Okay, next picture. Kishein l'teva l'Lizbeh v'chein gevoya pachas miyu tvachim. That's supposed to be less than 10 tvachim to sit down upon. Oz ha teva ruy l'midrash. V'tzach ligres b'losh na mishnah b'zman she'ein gevoya asar tvachim.
Why do you have to be 10 tvachim in order to sit on it?
Because if it's more than 10 tefachim, it's too high to sit on.
Too high, and if it's too high, lower, it's too low, right?
It's too low. It has to be, well, it doesn't say that, too low.
Right.
It has to be just right. B'zman she'en l'tivoy asar tefachim, ve'en l'lizviz mishnachrein. Fine, let's go weiter. So that's what it says. B'zman she'en l'gavoy asar tefachim, ve'oy she'en l'lizviz mishnachrein. Lizbeis, Tefach. The Mishnah. But let's say Nifcha, let's see the Rav. The Rav says, Bizman Shayna Gvoya Sar Tefachim, Gvoya Sar Lechazi Leshiva Kulahai. If it's more than 10 Tefachim, it's not Roy Leshiva. Ashina Lizbeis, Sheshah Lizbeis, Masik Leshiv. So it hurts you. It's not comfortable to sit. Kivaita, Nifcha Samulamala, new case, Tometo Mes. Let's say it's Nifcha Samulamala, picture 598. There's a hole on the top. Okay, a hole on the top. So now, you can still put things inside of it. But as a sunroof. But it's not really yeshiva because of the hole on top. It's not really yeshiva. Okay, so nifchasa back to the Mishnah, nifchasa melamalan tmeya tmei meis, but no longer is there going to be tumas midras. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says nifchano no Rav. Next case nifchasa melamatan. Let's we have a hole on the bottom. Rabbi Meir mitane ba'achachamim mitarim mitnei shabbat alo ikar batla but mitnei shabbat alo ikar batla tfeila. Let's see the picture. Picture over here is 599. Adain ruya tevel yeshiva. The top is really yeshiva, but it's no longer roy to put things inside because there's a hole in the bottom. Nifchasa karkis hatevel inay ruya lechem besocha. Rabbi Meir. Tevel yeshiva. Very clear. Clear. Mishat mishlo midras. It's good. We come to mishlo midras. Because I rush. Anything that's mitame midras, mitame gam tumas meis. Omnam hatayis v'siyamtif. Perchav dal b'shadal kosav shaldas harav. Right, so according to a mayor, since it's roid mekabel midras one more time. According to the Rosh, Kevin Shatev Mikabels Tumas Midras, Mikabels Kam Shartumas, Al P. Hamburbim Sakhani, the very Vamishkim Shkolam Mitam Midras, Mitam the Gam Tumas Mace. Al Matash Yam, the Verk of the Als, Mishadalkos, Shildas, Rab, the Klal Ze, Messiah is Rakli Kli 8, Poshut, Shimlohoye Royal the Midras, Lohoye Mikabel Tumaklal, Shroy the Midras, Mikabel Gam Tumas Mace, Aval Kli Kibul, Ah, Shanifras, Ubala Mentoras Kli, Aidei Kaach. Af im royal the midras ein rabul elo tumas midras veloy tumas meis esha tumas. All right, so that is according to according to the picture of the Rosh. Now let's the next caption of the Chacham Ikra Tashmish Ateva Lekabel B'Seicha VeTashmish Yeshiva Ki Agav Tashmish Oteicha VeKevan She'ena Ruya Lekabel B'Seicha Shuv Ena Omedas Tashmish Klal V'Av LeYeshiva Ena Medas Oid V'Harei Hazoto Hira. Okay, let's see over the Rav. Let's see the Rav, and what does the Rav say? The Rav says, "Nefchasa melamatan b'shulia loy chazil tashmish al chazil yeshiva b'nei shabbat al ha'ikor ikor hatevo hi asuy lachzik b'shulia." The Rav on the next page. Right here, you're right here. You didn't even turn the page back. Ikor hatevo hi asuy lachzik b'shulia. What is the purpose of a box? The purpose of a box is to hold something inside. Yeah? What do you do with the box? You put things inside. The Kavan, and since in this situation, since in this situation there's a hole in the bottom of the box and it's no longer functional, the walls are also bottled, and it's not makabel tumah even for tumas midras. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah.
Okay.
We have here a box. Look at the box. We're out of time. It's very late. We have a box.
Yeah.
The box has a hole in the bottom.
Right.
The box, a hole in the bottom.
Yeah.
So what's the main purpose of a box?
To hold stuff in.
To hold stuff. So now can you hold things inside the box? No. So since you can't do the ikur, the sitting on the box, which is only a perk, a toffle, also loses its status of
it's really storage box.
Right. And so once you can't do the ikur, the toffle is bottle as well. Let's pass the Mishnah very quickly. Teva bak shep pirscha mitzidif, the openings on the side. Nope. Tmeya midrash u'tmei meis. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's not doesn't shter. Next, Omar Rabbi Yosi emosai bezman shein a goyas or tefachim. It can't be more than 10 tefachim over the ground because more than that's not comfortable. And furthermore, oshein lo blizbez tefach does not have the blizbez because then you can't sit down on it. New case, nifchasam l'malon. There's a hole on top. I can't sit down anymore. So very good. So there's no midrash, but there's still tmei tumas meis. Nifchasam l'maton. Let's say there's a hole on the bottom. There's a hole on the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, the hole in the bottom, the on the bottom. Shabbat says, okay, so it's no longer a clay kibble, but it's still mekabel to mas midras.
Right.
You can't. You can still sit on it. Vachacham in mitarim. There's no din tumah. Shabbat lo ikar. Once I can't put it inside the bottle of tefillah.